Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The hardest part in all of these conversations that everybody wants to be quick to tell Tua that he needs to hang it up is that it takes a certain level of crazy to play in the National Football League.
For sure.
I roll my eyes. You know, we all go back to, remember the Kellen Winslow Miami soldier thing in his locker where you're like, come on, dude, you're not a soldier. But there is an element of that warrior mentality where you have got to be wired differently when you go and you play football at a high level. And I think that is probably the hardest thing to pull out of somebody, whether it's when they're playing in the game and it's drawing that line between on the field and off the field. Mm-hmm. And it's also one of those issues that for guys that step away from the game, especially somebody who's in what should be their physical prime, like Tua, to be told, no, it's done. You're done. And it's not anything that you did, but you're done. And then you take on top of that, the lasting memory of Tua's final game will be three picks and
on his back unconscious
going back and hitting the fencing position. Like, that's not how anybody wants to end it. But the reality is, for Tua, it probably does need to be the end of it. And I thought Mike McDaniel in a really tough spot last night. You saw how much he cares for him.
Yeah.
Like, dude gave him a kiss on the head, and there's people like, well, kiss him what? No, he loves Tua. He loves his guys. And I found it interesting. Mike McDaniel in his postgame didn't call him his player. He called him his teammate, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of that relationship that Mike McDaniel has with his guys. He was put in an incredibly difficult situation, and I thought he handled it well once you take out the... You can see how hard it was with the and he was just kind of trying to articulate where he's at with Tua.
I think that's from a medical standpoint, that's I don't approach things that I'm far inferior of expertise. I'm just there to support my teammate, like I said. And you know, I think, you know, there's for me to go ahead and forecast things that I don't know in my non-field of expertise, I don't think that's appropriate. I think we'll find out some more information tomorrow in terms of where Tua's at. He'll you know, be able to spend a good amount of time being evaluated, and then we'll have conversations and progress as appropriate. But I'm like the rest of his teammates who he went around the locker room and connected with, trying to keep, as a leader, he's trying to keep the guys' heads up and he'll be in the office tomorrow to be have the appropriate care.
It is impossible for a guy who is as close to Tua as Mike McDaniel is in that moment where you're digesting not just his injury, but a game, to sit there and be like, yeah, he should hang it up. Because on the outside looking in, that's what everybody feels about Tua. And he has to have those tough conversations with Tua about his future. Mike McDaniel's no dummy.
Yeah.
Dude went to Yale.
Yeah.
Right? And I think what he's trying to process is, how is he going to articulate to Tua that this is probably the course of action? You don't play football again. You can be around football in some capacity, but as a player,
you're done.
It shouldn't be. No. It shouldn't be the way you play.
I think he almost articulated it as he was coming off the field when McDaniel kind of grabbed him by the side of the head and gave him that kiss on the side of his head.
Like
to me, that was was the statement right there. Yeah. Like, look, dude, I love you, but
this is it.
Yeah, no. We got to, just for your own safety, this is it.
And the thing about this isn't an injury of your body betraying you. Like, take it to the NBA, Robert Williams having his knees. Like, I talked to him about it, and the mental stuff of, like, coming back from that and him now still trying to fight back from that. Like, that's something you can, like, Yusuf Nurkic when he broke his leg. Like, there's a hurdle that comes with coming back from that injury. Your brain is different. Like, it's everything else still works. There's nothing about him that doesn't work other than the fact that one more hit might be the end of something. Irreparable damage.
Yeah.
And it's not like, look, irreparable damage to your knees, your hips, I've got it. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It sucks, but, you know, my brain band's fine. Like, that's, you take, I mean, we Junior Seau took a shotgun to his chest, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, like, what we look at, though, too, is the way, just take a look at the guy who he hit, unfortunately, in this, Damar Hamlin, right? Dude's heart stopped on the field.
It was legally dead on the field.
And what was it 2 days later? It was, I will be back.
Yeah.
And that's how these guys are all wired.
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to take people, not Twitter warriors or sports radio hosts or any talking head on a TV, to get that through to him. I thought Raiders coach Antonio Pierce hit the nail on the head earlier today.
I'll be honest, I'll just tell him to retire. It's not worth it. It's not worth to play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him three times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get Tua help. I just think at some point, you know, he's going to live longer and he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
That is a man who is a head coach in the National Football League. He was a player in the National Football League for 9 seasons. And
that was in charge of delivering hits like Tua took.
This is the message that needs to be kind of portrayed to Tua, is that people even within the game are saying, this isn't for you anymore.
It's too many. It's too, and it, again.
And I think the NFL needs to help along with these conversations, because also there is an element too of your connection to your team, the connection to the guys in your locker room and the people, your coaches, the organization, especially an organization that gives you $200 million, that we always talk about how athletes just get paid and then they mail They're it gone, in, right? Yeah. A majority of them are not like that. A majority of them are, I need to honor what I was given, a massive contract. Mm-hmm. I need to honor to my teammates what I was given, which is a massive chunk of our salary cap, and I will continue to push to be available for that. Right now, Tua walks away. The Miami Dolphins are still on the hook for every cent that he's owed, guaranteed-wise, at least.
Yeah.
Right? And that is where I think the NFL steps in and they say, we need to
medical
have
retirement provision.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. I heard Colin Cowherd made a great point earlier today in saying they should do something like what the NBA did with the amnesty clause.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And well, and the hardest part is that it shouldn't get to the point where the NFL has to step in. He should have enough people around him in his personal circle, his family, and representation and whatnot to be able to say, look, dude, You know, we know that you love football. We know that you want to play, but this is about more than football.
Well, and we knew though that he does have those people around him. His brother was waiting for him outside the locker room. Before we know that his family very close to him. Hell, they moved from Hawaii to Tuscaloosa, Alabama when he went to Bama.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
So we know that he has a close family around him, and we already know he contemplated retirement 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think we saw the last snap of Tua Tagovailoa in the NFL, and it is unfortunate. It is sad, but it is the right thing.
If it gets to a certain level, I think the NFL should step in and deem him medically unfit to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take it out of his hands. Well, if he's not going to go that far.
Well, like, the thing is, though, is there unfortunately, to look at it this way, is there something like legally in the collectively bargained agreement that allows the league to do that?
Yep.
I would imagine there is, from a liability standpoint, because that's what they had to do with DeMar Hamlin.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the NFLPA would be for this,
yeah,
because of the fact that they can say more guys get paid. If you don't think that that's what they're thinking in this, yeah, you're crazy, because right, that's what the player union will job do.
Because, yeah, it always comes down to money.
But this would come down to, would the 32 owners around the NFL be okay with still paying to his guaranteed money that they promised him?
I would bet, since that contract was signed after the last concussion, that there's probably hefty insurance.
Yeah.
In the same way that Brandon Roy's deal was covered by insurance, which, yep, was voided when he came back to play for Minnesota Timberwolves. That's a different story. But insurance in career, I will say standard contracts in professional sports, in NBA, NFL, MLB, do have medical insurance retirement clauses into them. NFL, I'm not obviously nearly as familiar with, but I would imagine that there's insurance carries a pretty hefty freight, yeah, on that.
Well, and let's face it, with Brandon Roy, a knee injury is far different than what,
again, but, yeah, but Tua is dealing it with here. It covers and, you, yeah, head to toe. That's, no, the whole,
exactly,
point.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's the 1-800 number auto insurance backup, you know, but in all seriousness, like, Tua should be done. The league should facilitate this. The Dolphins will pay him his guaranteed money, and I hope he goes with God, man, because it's that last night was it's insane to see it once.
Yeah.
Twice is crazy. Three times to one dude, yeah, that we know of.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.